I'm standing at one of the most beautiful places in Freeport, Illinois. It is the Crate Park Bandshell. It has so many memories for so many people. And there is a summer tradition like no other in Freeport. And today I have the band secretary, Kelsey Rosenstein, with me regarding Music Under the Stars. And we want to talk about not only how wonderful it is, but what are all the secrets and surprises that are going to take place this year? Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, so why, if someone's sitting here listening and going, you know what, I've never been out to that thing, I don't know if I really want to go, why should people show up at this?
Because it is one of the most wonderful traditions in Freeport. I mean, I can remember coming as a kid. I know even my parents can remember in their youth coming as well. The Freeport Concert Band is an organization that's been around for over 100 years. And it's just a wonderful way to enjoy music, enjoy this art in a beautiful scenic setting here at Crate Park. We are so fortunate to have these facilities and have the band play here. And if you haven't heard it, it really is a magical evening.
So, Kelsey, being the band secretary, you'd probably how many people take place or are a part of this band?
The band is usually about 50 members, but we also have a wonderful group of rotating conductors. Every week we have a new conductor that comes and we get a new experience as a band as well, learning from that conductor. And it's a fun experience for the audience, too, to have that variety.
And when do they practice? When do you practice and when do you perform?
We practice right here in the band shell on Wednesday nights, and then we perform every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And this year's first concert is on Father's Day, June 15th.
Okay, June 15th, everybody. We need to come out here because it is pretty darned amazing. So who are the conductors this year for Music Under the Stars?
We have a great variety this year. Some conductors we've had before and a couple of new faces as well. So Kevin Jensen kicks off our season on Father's Day, followed by a new conductor, Nick Martin. Bill Peterson will be here for our third concert. Nikki Arn will be conducting our patriotic concert on July 6th. More on that a little bit later. Scott Benson will be conducting. Scott Stitch. And we round out the season with Bill Peterson again, conducting in the Early Jazz Society.
Bill Peterson twice?
I tell you what a treat, huh?
Will there be any funny jokes from Bill this year?
Oh, I'm certain there will be. It's not a Bill concert without him.
That's true. But really, the thing that Bill does for his second concert, what's the early jazz all about?
So the Early Jazz Society is the combo that plays just after intermission here every Sunday night. So it's a small group playing tunes from early America, and they take a whole concert of those tunes and perform our last concert of the season, which is July 27th this year.
Wow, July 27th. Let's not rush the summer away, everybody, but let's just enjoy. So you talk about that. What are some of the themes this year for Music Under the Stars?
Yeah, we've got a couple cool things going on this year. First of all, on June 22nd, we're trying something new this year called our Family Night. So we're really working to get a new generation of audience members out. And again, just bring people to this wonderful tradition. And it's not just a 7 o'clock concert. It's time to be in the park. So come early, bring a picnic. And at 6 o'clock, we are even going to have a small touch a truck going on. Freeport Fire Department and Police Department will be here with some of their vehicles before the concert. And we'll have some other family-friendly surprises there, too.
That is a great idea. Touch a truck and a family night.
Yeah.
It's always wonderful watching. I'm a big groupie. I'm a big fan of this, everybody. I want you all to come out to this. But I always love watching the young people get so into the music when the drums play or the tuba blows, and it just is so wonderful. And then you look over and there are a couple 90-year-old wonderful women or men that are sitting there and have been here for years. It's just such a tradition and it's so wonderful. What are some other things that are taking place?
Well, of course, we have our patriotic concert this year. This year is on July 6th, and we want to thank our sponsor, TriStar Metals, for that concert. They help us bring in our other special guests, Battery G, Second Illinois Light Artillery, and those are the Cannons, folks.
Oh, my gosh, the Cannons are back. People with puppy dogs, keep them home that night.
Yes, please.
Keep the puppy dogs home and bring your earplugs, the Cannons. So that never gets old.
I know, it's great. We love it too. And, you know, we even have it in our music when those cannons go off in the band and we still jump every time, but we love it. It's such a cool sound.
Yeah. You're not the only one watching individuals watch you guys and then run over and take pictures and the smoke and the booms and everything that way.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a fun new contest that's going to take place this year. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Yes. So this year we are raffling off an opportunity to conduct the band. So we're going to start selling raffle tickets at our very first concert. Tickets are one for $5 or five for $20. We will draw the winning raffle ticket at our July 13th concert. And then our lucky winner will conduct the band with one tune at our July 20th concert.
Do we have any idea what the tune is yet or no?
We don't.
We don't know what the tune is. So if there are individuals that are interested in not only coming to this, but also maybe sponsoring or helping out with the band, what do they do? Who do they contact and how does that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. We are very grateful for the support of our sponsors, our donors, our audience. So if you are interested in supporting the band in any way, you can message us on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/Freeport Concert Band. You can email us at freeportconcertband@gmail.com. Even just being at our concerts is a way to support us, right? We have to have an audience to keep this going. So any way you want to support us, that's how you can get a hold of us. And speaking of sponsors, I would like to take a moment just to thank our sponsors.
Please do. I'd love to have you thank our sponsors.
So big thanks go to FHN, Burke Tubbs Funeral Home, State Bank, Inertia Machine, Helm Group, TriStar Metals, Winter Construction, Liberty Village, Angela Damon Jewel Insurance, the Stewart Center, Big Radio, and of course, the Freeport Park District.
Of course, the Freeport Park District. Yes. Boy, there are a lot of great names on there of sponsoring, a lot of tradition of Freeport that are sponsoring this. So, Kelsey, I asked you at the beginning why people should come to this. Why have you continued to be a part of this band?
Well, music is very important to me and my family. I grew up with a musical family. And beyond that, I just have the memories of my childhood. We lived kind of behind the park as a kid. I can remember loading up on our bikes. My parents had the trail along that we would hop in. They'd ride us down to the park. I remember rolling down the hill, listening to the songs at the concert. It's just something that's been a tradition in my life. And when I was asked to join the band in high school, I was so honored, and I'm glad to be here. I've been playing in this band every season since I was 14 years old.
So. Wow. Wow. Well, you're only 16
now,
right?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
You're not that much. So basically, everyone, as you think about this, you have over 50 members of your community sitting up on this beautiful band shell that every picture should be taken of it. You have a wonderful Sunday night crowd. You can sit in a lawn chair and back if you want, or there are seats for you. You can bring your puppy dogs if you want, or you can come on your own. But more importantly, you can be a part of a major, major event in Freeport all summer long. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you for having us, Tim.